USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hard at work in Finland meeting with his Russian counterpart. Pompeo speaking with reporters saying the Trump administration keeping a very close eye on what's going on in Iran and in Venezuela.
I made clear our view that the Venezuelans deserve a democracy that doesn't have any foreign party running their country or involved in their country. So we want the Cubans out. We want the Iranians out. We want Russia's military out. We had that conversation.
In other news, he's arrived, but we haven't seen him yet. Meghan Markle gives birth to a baby boy, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Prince Harry telling reporters,
"Still thinking about names, Alan. It's the baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. For us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys and so everyone can see the baby."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Taking a look now at your money, stocks down across the board on Wall Street. The Dow off 66 points to close at 26,438. The Nasdaq down almost 41 points. The S&P 500 down 13 points. To the Middle East now, where rockets have been fired back and forth between terrorist groups in Gaza and Israel. USA Radio's John Clemens with the very latest. Here's his report.
At least 600 rockets were fired into Israeli territory, leaving 4 civilians dead and dozens of others injured. Israeli defense forces countered the attacks, striking 40 of what they called Hamas terror targets. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Jonathan Conricus tells us this information must be shared.
We don't see this getting out, and we don't see what we think would be the proper outcry at this outrageous attempt to kill Israeli civilians by terrorist organizations from the Gaza Strip.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
At the White House, President Trump honors Tiger Woods. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump tees up the Presidential Medal of Freedom for Tiger Woods.
Congratulations again on your amazing comeback and your amazing life, and for giving sports fans everywhere a lifetime of memories. We can't wait to see what's next, Tiger. It's going to be good. We know that. It's going to be good because there are no winners like you. And now I'd like to ask the military aide to come forward and read the citation for Eldrick Tiger Woods Presidential Medal of Freedom. Thank you.
Get this. A contest continues to develop a motorcycle that flies. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
A team of engineers from Texas A&M University, just one of several teams that will be competing in the $2 million contest that's being sponsored by Boeing. The criteria calling for engineers to develop flying machines that are quiet, small enough to fit in a garage, and capable of carrying a rider 20 miles before having to recharge or refuel. The College Station team has won about $70,000 in the contest design and prototype phases already. In this final phase, teams have to fly full-scale designs by early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.